I preached a message out of Daniel chapter 3, and we'll be turning back there to Daniel chapter 3, but I specifically dealt with the three Hebrew boys in the midst of the fiery furnace, and that's what we call the message, in the midst of the fire. We were heading into the beginning of this pandemic, and through that, the Lord showed us that we need to praise Him in the middle of the fire, walk around in the middle of it, and then we're going to walk out of it together. And praise God, we're walking out of it together. Amen? Amen. And so I was just drawn to verses 16 through 18 in this chapter. And going in a different direction than we did last time. That's what I love about the Bible. You can read the same chapter, same verse. And it's amazing how the Lord just puts different views of it, different spins on it. I think it would be really neat sometime that the Lord would lay it upon our hearts to have a revival where the preacher preaches the same sermon, the same text, and see what kind of messages come out of that. We almost had that one time at the Smoky Mountain Camp Meeting, John 3:16. Every night someone preached out of John 3:16 and how the Lord gives us a different look at it. But that's so wonderful about the Word of God. It's powerful. It's powerful. You know why? Because it's alive. Jesus said, I am the Word, and He's alive, then this is alive, right? Amen. Daniel chapter 3, and we'll begin reading in verse 16. We're going to focus on three words, though, in verse 18, but I want to start with verse 16. Just give us a few minutes, and we'll just share with you what God's laid on our hearts. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And I'm focusing on the first three words of verse 18 for our text tonight. But if not, but if not. Do you believe God still answers prayer? I mean, that's a loaded question, right? How many of you, God has answered prayer for you? How many has He done it today? Yeah. If you're here, so you probably should raise your hand. Right. That's a prayer being answered, that you got to go to the house of God today. How about this past week? Has He answered? If you're saved, He's answered the most important prayer you'll ever pray, and that's, Lord, save me. We have no problem. We have no problem believing in the power of God to answer prayer. Would you agree with that? Where we kind of get a little iffy is the prerogative of God. Because we believe in the power, we believe He can. But if not, what do we do? We have no problem with the power, but we have the problem, maybe not a problem, so to speak, but we sort of have a misunderstanding of what if He chooses not to, but what if He does? It's the ageless question. God has all power, but He has all prerogative. He can choose how to answer, when to answer, in whatever way, form, or fashion that He wants to do it. And so that's where we get a little bit weary sometimes in the fact that, God, I want this and I believe Your power, but if not, what do I do? These three Hebrew boys, they were part of the Babylonian captivity. And we know from Psalm 137 that the people that were in the captivity of Babylon, they had lost their song. They had lost their joy. It's a very depressing psalm, Psalm 137. It says they hung their harps on the willow. How can we sing a song in a strange land? They were thinking about all those that were in their homeland. They wanted to go back, but they were in captivity. They were prisoners of war. It's estimated 1,500 or so were in exile this time in Babylonian captivity. But in the midst of these was the a man by the name of Daniel, who had determined not to give up and not to quit. And then he had three people that were there with him as well. And we know them as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were among all these people that give us a wonderful example, especially these three Hebrew boys in this chapter. They give us a great example of what happens when we believe God has all power, but if not, what do we do? I want you to notice, first of all, God, in those moments, but if not moments, God can give us the reassurance to stand. He can give us the reassurance to stand. Now, I don't know what happened to the other people that were in there, the others that were in Babylonian captivity. All we do know is what's recorded in the Word of God. And we all know this chapter. We all know this story. How King Nebuchadnezzar had made a decree that everyone would bow down to the image that he made of himself. And he wanted all of them to worship not God, but he wanted them to worship and bow down to the idol that he made. And we know what the decree said. At a certain time when the instruments would begin to play, they would bow down to this image or this idol. And of course, these three Hebrew boys remember the very first commandment of God, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And they refused to stoop, and they decided to stand. When King Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to bow, they said, "We will not bow. We will stand for God. We will stand for what He has said in His Word. He tells us not to worship anything above Him and not to put anything above Him." And they refused to bow, and they said, "We will stand no matter what you say." And here's the reason: God gave them reassurance that what was in them was going to make it. Get them through this time where they could stand in the midst of this trouble and in the midst of this battle. They were captured. And they had all this reassurance, though, that God, during this time, would not fail them. Why? Why would God not fail them? Because before they even got to Babylon, they already had God on the inside. Before they even got to the fiery furnace, God was already on the inside of them. Before they had to struggle, and before they had to stand, and before they had to decide to stand, God was already on the inside of them. And listen, we are coming at the end of all this pandemic, and who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But may I tell you this, we've had some times where it's been a little bit weary, it's been a little bit scary, it's been a little bit confusing. Would you not agree with that? But listen, before we got into this, we had God with us, and He will bring us through it. He will not fail, and because He will not fail, we will not fail if God is on the inside. Amen. They knew they wouldn't fail, or God wouldn't fail, because God had already given them the assurance that no matter what you do, as long as you stand and do the right thing, I will not fail you. You ever seen children? My kids used to do this whenever they were young. I'm glad Alex don't do it now. He'd knock me over, and I'd probably be injured. But whenever, they were little, really little, and I'd come home from a revival or for a camp meeting, and we'd miss them so much and be gone for about a week or so and come back home, and they knew Daddy was coming home. I would open the door, and before I would even get a step inside the door, here comes Abby and Alex, and they would both jump on me, and they would hug me and say, "Daddy, we missed you." Heather didn't do that. I don't know why, but anyway, the kids did it. And Cal, without even thinking about it, they took off from their spot and jumped in my arms without fear. They just took off, ran, and jumped. Why? Because they knew their daddy wasn't going to fail them. I wasn't going to let him hit the bottom. I wasn't going to let him hit the bottom. Why? Because they were my kids. And I wasn't going to let them down. I wasn't going to let them fall. I wasn't going to fail them. If they had enough confidence in me to run and jump in my arms, thank God, I was going to hold them close. And listen, folks, hey, God says you can come and run in my arms. I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to fail you. I'm going to give you the reassurance to do the right thing when the whole world, even the church world, will say, "It's time to bow. It's time for us to stand." Amen. Refuse to stoop Why? Because God will give us the reassurance to stand. He will. Not only did he give them the reassurance to stand, but secondly, we notice they were resolute in their spirit when it came to the but if not moment in their life. Why would you say that? Well, we know from these verses and from what happened a little bit later in the chapter, as we've been saying all through this time, they had faith over fear. They had hope over hysteria. And they had trust in times of trouble. They knew they were either going to get free from the flames or they were going to get free in the flames. Either way, they were going to be free. And the old songwriter put it this way, I'm a winner either way if I go or if I stay, because I still have my Jesus each passing day. I'll have my healing here below or life forever if I go. Praise the Lord, I'm a winner either way. That's what these three Hebrew boys, if they had that song back then, they probably walked into the middle of that fire singing that song. Why? Because they knew that their God would bring them through. He would deliver them before or he would deliver them in the middle of it. But they were resolute in their spirit. And how do you know that? Because verse 16 says, when they answer the king, here's what they said. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Well, why did they say that? Here's what that means. They were saying, you know, if we give you a reason, you know, there's no need to speak to you, king, about this. It don't matter. We're not going to sit down and talk. We're not going to discuss this. Because if we do, that means we're putting you over God. We're putting our fear of you more than our fear of God. He said, we're not going to sit down and talk. This isn't up for debate. This isn't up for discussion. It would be a waste of breath if we sit down and try to resolve this with an evil king. No, we're not going to do. We're not careful to answer thee in this manner. Why? Because they knew that the one they served had given them all they needed in faith. They said, we do not have fear in you. We have faith in God. And they were resolute in their spirit. God has given us all everything we need in faith. Everything we need. If he's given us a measure of faith, however big that measure is, it's enough. It's enough. It's enough to get us through the but if not moments in our life. Because how many of you have ever been to the point where you said, I don't know what to do. I don't know the next turn. I don't, maybe God will do this. Maybe he'll do that. Listen, it's not a matter. It's not up for debate. It's not up for discussion. That shouldn't be the question. The question should be this. If he does this or if he doesn't, I'm still going to believe in him. I'm still going to serve him. I'm still going to be resolute in my faith. Thank God, God is going to be faithful to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's given every one of us what we need to adapt to any situation in our life. I thought about this. Of course, I like technology and sometimes I love it. Sometimes I hate it. It's a love-hate relationship with technology. If everything works great, awesome, right? If not, if it worked great, you're a hero. If not, you're the worst thing since, you know, come along. But, you know, we've got, back there, John, I was thinking about this week. John records all of our services. We record it, of course, on our live stream, and it's recorded in a hard drive, and then John records all the services on a CD player. I'll try not to bore you to death, but I got a point where I'm going. Just hold, hang on with me for a second. John's got a CD, it's actually a CD recorder, right? A CD recorder. And so, he puts a blank CD in that, and then he hits record, of course, right? I mean, wow. A newsflash. And that records the services. Now, if John wanted to, he could give me that CD after church. And I could take it home. I could put it in my car, put it in my computer. Guess what? It's not going to play. If he forgets a very important step. Because see, after that CD is done recording, it'll still play in his CD, but it won't play in mine. It won't play in yours. It won't play on any computer. In fact, it'll say it's blank and doesn't have any data on it whatsoever. If John forgets the most important step about recording a CD. And he's laughing because, we've all have missed this very important step. And the step is called finalization or formatting. After that CD has been recorded, you have to format it or finalize it to be able to play in other people's CDs, CD players in their car. See, if you don't do that, I can't play it in anything. It'll only work in his CD player. But if he finalizes it, I can take it home. I can put it in the computer, put it in my car, put it in my DVD player. I can put it everywhere and it's going to play. Why? Because it's been formatted to any situation that I put it in. And see what faith does. What faith does, God says, I'm going to give you a measure of faith. And that measure of faith formats you for any situation that you face in your life. The but if not moments in your life, God has already formatted us as a child of God to adapt to any situation coming and going. That's why you don't have to be afraid. That's why you don't have to worry. That's why you don't have to panic. But if not, God's still faithful and He's given me everything I need with faith. Amen. They were resolute in their spirit. They were had reassurance to stand, but finally, they remembered the God they served. They said, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They said, it doesn't matter. The God we serve will take care. They remembered the God they serve. Listen, when it comes to the but if not moments in your life, the most important thing is don't forget the God you serve. Remember the God you serve. Remember the God you serve. They remembered the God that they serve. Thank God He was faithful all throughout their history, all throughout past generations. When they came to the Red Sea, He opened it up and they walked through on dry ground. Thank God. Hallelujah. When David met Goliath, Goliath fell with just a sling and a stone, and they remembered everything God brought them from and delivered them from. And they said, the same God that we serve, the same God our family serve, the same God our daddy serve, the same God our grandparents serve, that same God will deliver us right now. They remembered the God they serve. So when you come to the but if not moments in your life, how are you going to make it? You remember the God you serve. You remember that when the diagnosis comes that you have cancer, Marcia Fields, you remember the God you serve brought you through before. And He's brought you through again. I know. Praise God. He's brought her through again. Hallelujah. The God we serve, when it comes to a young lady that we've been praying for, Heather Hooten, that we've been praying and praying and praying for, that God would answer prayer. Listen, God didn't do what we wanted Him to do as far as healing here, her the way we wanted her to be healed. And listen, through the beginning of this, I know Heather well enough to say this. She says, but if not, the God I serve will bring me through. And guess what? She may not have she may have had to have a leg amputated from the knee down. But bless God, she's got her hands in the air saying, I'm cancer free. And the same God that brought me through will bring me through tomorrow. Listen, you may not be going through a but if not moment in your life right now. But I promise you, you may hear one tomorrow. And you may hear one next week. You may hear one in a month or two. But never forget, the God that brought you through yesterday will bring you through. That's but if not moment, and He is able. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. Why? Because the God you serve is the same God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serve. And if He brought them through this fire, He'll bring you through yours. Right? Of course. Go ahead, the Lord family, come on and get ready to sing. What we have to remember through all this is when it comes to times where we feel like it's over, where we feel like it's done. You notice these young men, it's never recorded that they said goodbye to one another. It's not recorded they say, this is it. It's never recorded they say, well, this must be the end of the line. They didn't say that, did they? Why? Because they remembered. They remembered. And many of us, all of us have said that. All of us have said, well, I can't go on. I can't take another step. We've all been there. But may we never forget the God we serve. Remember, in the but if not moments in your life, remember, He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.